This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Over the past few days, we've been covering a deadly terrorist attack in a Kenyan shopping mall. 62 people confirmed dead, more than 100 wounded. The Somali-based terrorist organization Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. While this attack came as a shock, Makau Matua says that Kenya has known for a long time that an attack was coming. Makau is an international law professor at the University of Buffalo, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He grew up in Kenya and travels there frequently for work. Makau, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, for those who aren't familiar with Somali-based Al-Shabaab, tell us a little bit about who is in the group and what they're fighting for.
Yeah, so for a long time, since 1991, the Somali state has been a failed state. That is when there was the last effective government. And after the failure of Somalia as a state, different warlords, cropped up all over the country until about, 10 years ago, when certain Islamist groups began to take control of particular enclaves. And it is on the ashes of that failure that Al-Shabaab arose, initially with a mandate really of occupying the whole country, controlling it and establishing an Islamic government in which Sharia or strict Islamic law would be imposed on the entire country. Al-Shabaab itself, its ideology is no different from that of Al-Qaeda. It's in fact, an official affiliate of Al-Qaeda itself. So it's a very violent extremist group driven by, I think, a very medieval expression of Islam.
Makau, how successful has Al-Shabaab been in achieving its goals in Somalia?
So over the past decade or so, Al-Shabaab was able to extend his control of roughly about one half of Somalia, and establish its rule in that particular region. And it was not until about 2 years ago that the forces of the African Union, which were later joined by the Kenya Defense Forces, took on Al-Shabaab and were able to defeat the militia in the country.
So is this, in a sense, payback for the Kenyan forces joining in pursuing Al-Shabaab in Somalia, that they have gone on this attack at the shopping mall in Kenya?
Yeah, so initially Al-Shabaab appeared to just concentrate on Somalia itself, did not seem to have any regional ambitions or any global ambitions like Al-Qaeda. But I think the intervention of the AU forces, and obviously including those of Kenya, have made Al-Shabaab develop regional ambitions. They have warned repeatedly, especially after the incursions into Somalia by the Kenya Defense Force, that they are going to hit targets in Kenya, especially hotels, shopping malls, and other soft targets.
You know, I've heard reports that the identities of the terrorists involved in this attack on the shopping mall in Kenya were not people coming from Somalia. They might have been Somalian, but they were coming from European nations. In fact, there were some reports of them recruiting Americans to participate in this attack. Do we know much about the people who were involved in the attack?
We do not know much yet, because they have not been, identified, and I think tests done on them, autopsies done on them. I understand that many of them were killed in the counteroffensive by the Kenyan forces. But since the failure of the Somali state, Somalis have fanned out across the globe to find a better life in Europe, in the United States, and other places. And some of them have been susceptible to radicalization by Al-Qaeda. And so it is not surprising that a few, Somalis from the West, in fact, many of them who were born here, have gone back to Somalia to participate in this group.
It's hard to kind of think this through from the perspective of a terrorist group. But based on what they sought to accomplish by this attack on the shopping center, has Al-Shabaab achieved their goal?
Yeah, just like the September 11 attackers. I mean, the idea of terror and terrorists is to strike at the heart of the most visible and the most prosperous commanding heights of any country's economy and symbols of culture and power. And so in the case of Kenya, the Westgate Mall is really the most modern, the most complex, the most upscale mall in the country, which is frequented by wealthy Kenyans and obviously expatriates from Western countries. So for them, they wanted to get attention internationally by striking at this particular place.
I think we just lost our guest. That's Mikhail Matua. We're just about finished with him. He's an international law professor at the University of Buffalo and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Maybe you've got some questions about what's going on with this attack on the Kenyan Mall or about al-Shabaab. You can call our feedback line and we'll try to get them answered for you. It's 206-221-3663. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.